Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I've been sharing with you here these last few days on the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what does his resurrection have to do with us today? How does it impact our life? What does it have to do with our walk today? That same power that raised Jesus up from the dead can be ours today. So how does that impact our lives today? Well, let's talk about that. I've been sharing with you so far that Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Praise God for that truth. I began by sharing with you how different our life is today in our culture, in our American culture, from a lot of the world, from the whole world, really, and before, back in Bible days, and also what it's like in third world countries where there's no electricity, how ladies need to go to market every day for food for their families. We have hospitals and medical professionals around us here in America. In third world countries and in Bible days, that wasn't the case. They didn't have hospitals. If you had appendicitis, you died. And many things like that. Common diseases that we have treatments, medications for today, they had none of that back then or today in third world countries. And many people die from common illnesses. So I ended yesterday with saying that here in our American culture, where we have so much, we are so blessed, we have so many resources, people could logically say, so why do we need God? We have so much. And people believe that. There are folks that actually believe that. We've got so many things on hand. We've got everything going for us. Sure, there's difficulties, there's ripples in life, but why? Why do we need God? Well, let's go to the Word of God and take a look at what the Bible has to say about that whole matter and look at it through the filter of God's Word. Paul said in Acts chapter 17, speaking to the Greeks on Mars Hill, he said, for in him, speaking about Creator God, in him we live and move and have our being. He was speaking of the true one and only Creator God. And he said a lot in those 11 words. Paul was communicating to those folks that God is the very essence of life. By him, all things consist. And Paul also recognized that that included the spiritual aspect of life too, not just the physical life. Think about it. Physically, God gives us life. It's him that keeps that our heart beating in our chest. It's Christ. It's God that gave us life from birth. It's in him we live and we move and have our being. We have strength. We have health. God gives us that. But it's the same thing is true spiritually. In Christ, in God, we have spiritual life. Remember what I said? What Jesus said in John 11. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. That's spiritual life. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die spiritually. That is so true. Paul said the same thing, basically, to the Ephesians in his letter to the Ephesian church there. He referred to the same thing in chapter 2 when he says this, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened, and that word quickened means made alive. He has made us alive together with Christ. By grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together with Christ, that is, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Wow, that is a lot. God, in his rich mercy and his great love that he loved us with, even when we were dead in sins, hath made us alive together with Christ and hath raised us up together. If you're a believer today, your sins are washed away. That is your position in Christ. He has made us alive together with Christ and has raised us up together with Christ with that resurrection power. He has given us life in Christ. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. That excites me, folks. If you would take all of us listening, whoever is listening today, and I have no idea how many people would be listening, but if you would take all the assets of everyone that's listening to this today and line it all up, make a pile of it, whatever, you would see the beginning of it, and eventually you'd get to the end of it. There it is. All the assets, financial, real estate, whatever, of all those listening today, whether there's 100, whether there's 1,000, there would be a beginning of it and the end. But this verse says that in the ages to come, in eternity, it will take all eternity to show the exceeding riches of God's grace to us in his kindness through Jesus Christ. That's exciting. That's incredible. That's beautiful. Paul also said the same thing to the church at Corinth in a slightly different way. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul said this, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection." Oh, I missed a verse there. Sorry. Let me start again. "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death," that was Adam, "by man came also the resurrection of the dead," that is Christ. "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." Praise God. That's spiritual life. Well, I'm going to stop there for today, and we'll pick up on this again tomorrow. The Lord bless you today. Walk, folks, walk in the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ today, and you will be blessed. The Lord be with you.